Masechet Kelim, Perek Yod Het, Mishnah Dalel. We'll continue talking about the beds and different parts that are used in bedding. In the times of the Mishnah, wood, pieces of wood would be placed beneath the wooden blocks. The reason for them is not so understood. It possibly could be to even out the bed and make sure that it didn't wobble. We'll talk about whether they become tameh. Mishnah says, Malbin shenitano alet leshonot. If a block was placed upon strips of wood, Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda mitameein. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that the pieces of wood are tameh. They're attached to the blocks and normally stay attached even when the bed is moved from place to place. Therefore, they're considered to be part of the bed and they have the ability to become tameh like the bed itself. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon mitaharim, but Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say no. The strips of wood are pure. Since the strips of wood would be removed from the blocks sometimes when the bed was being moved, they're not considered to be part of the bed, so therefore they do not become tameh. Amar Rabbi Yosef, ma shna ze mi malbene bene Levi, she malbene bene Levi tehorin. Said Rabbi Yosef, why should here the strips of wood be different than the blocks of the Levi'im? The blocks of Levi'im are tahor, just like the blocks of Levi'im are tahor. They do not become tameh because they're removed when the bed was transported. So too over here, the strips of wood should be the same because they're also sometimes removed.